News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
53106, if you want to get in touch, 087 1400 106. Paul Lawless is with us. He is N2TD. And the reason he is with us is because N2 is putting forward a motion that, among other things, suggests that fuel taxes should remain more or less where they are now, that VAT should be removed from construction for a 3-year period, that the M50 tolls should be scrapped, that they should end the increases in carbon tax, that the ESB's profits should be arbitrarily reduced to zero, and that 5 billion quid of government spending overruns should be immediately ended. Paul, it's kind of the Late Late Show motion. It is one for everybody in the audience.
Well, good morning, Anton. And well, look, the first thing to say here is that this is desperately needed in this country, and it is desperately needed because Ireland is actually an outlier regarding the spiraling costs that we are facing. We are actually the most expensive country in Europe for housing, for health, for energy, and indeed for alcohol. Like, overall prices are in the region of about 36% above the European average.
Well, and when it comes to health, all well and good, Paul, but you must admit that you have the combination of two things here. One, which is an inflationary overall approach to economics, and two, something that in many parts is much easier said than done. It's dead easy to write down a motion, quite difficult to make it happen.
Well, look, Anton, my job is to essentially fight for the Irish people. And every single week and every single month, I hear the desperate scenarios. The people who are on energy arrears, for example, the 300,000 people, many of whom have attended my clinic and have raised just a desperate concern. Look, the cost of living is impacting every single person in this country. The cost of groceries has increased by 40%, Anton. The cost of butter, for example, increased by 42%. Beef stew, 50%. Like, stout up 28%. Like, we have a question, and the question is whether we just allow this to continue.
But these types of policies surely will contribute to that kind of inflationary rise. If what you do is you give everybody cash in hand and take away and increase spending on services, what that does is fuel inflation.
What is actually happening here is that there has been a ripple effect in terms of inflation. The cost of energy, for example, the government have a policy, let's be honest, have a policy that wants to have a very significant cost to energy. We see this in the carbon tax. We were the only party to vote against that at the time. And we did so because it would have an inflationary impact. Because what's happening, Anton, is you see the cost of energy. We don't have a very significant rail network in this country, and that what that means is that every single item that a person buys from in the grocery shop comes on the back of a lorry, and the high cost of energy has an inflationary aspect on that. We see, another example across the European Union, there is a move now and to insert a CBAM tax, which is a tax on fertilizer. Now, I sit on the Agricultural and Food Committee, and we've had the merchants, we've had agricultural contractors, we've had farmers who've outlined to us that this is going to have an inflationary impact. It is going to mean that the cost of inputs will rise and therefore their produce will rise. That's what's happening here.
But isn't the reality, Paul, though, that while these may be challenges faced by the various different sectors, there is an element of populism in what you are proposing. Take the thing of reducing the profits at the ESB to zero. Profits from the ESB go two places. They go to reinvestment into the company itself, and they go to the exchequer. So what other than populism is the gain in suggesting that in a motion?
The ESB profits after tax over the past 4 years has been 3 billion euros. That's an enormous figure. And at a time where we have so many people in energy arrears, over 300,000 people, the average arrears is 500 euros, Anton. If we were to reduce that figure, we could essentially give back about 300 euros a year to every single household in Ireland.
But this comes at a point, Paul, where you will have read today that the ESB can't even manage to provide all the charging facilities for cars that it already has because it can't put the power through the system. There needs to be reinvestment across the board, and the state needs to make money off having a semi-state company. If you pin the profits, you cut its capacity on both fronts.
look, there is significant issues with the grid. There's no question about that. And you look at the renewable energy sector, and you look at the fact that the dispatch down is so great now that there is a diminishing returns. Absolutely, and we do need to ensure that, you know, as renewable comes on stream, we do need to make sure that the network and the capacity is up to scale. That is for sure. But look, we have to protect the people, you know, living through this energy cost of living. Like, we are an outlier, Anton, and there's no question about that. Like, and if you look at construction, for example, one of the major barriers to actually the delivery of homes in this country is the cost of construction. It is adding a significant barrier, particularly in rural areas. I know people that have planning permission, that have mortgages, that have good jobs, but still can't afford to build their own family home. And that is why we believe it's so important that we were reduce the cost of construction. And one way we can do that is actually removing VAT on construction. Last year, the government took in €3 billion on VAT on construction-related activities alone. It is not sustainable to have a situation, Anton, where we're living in this rip-off republic, whereby, you know, if you're building a home, that you've almost become accustomed to increases month by month, week by week. And that is wrong. And what we are saying in Aintu is that we have to have a radical conversation about this. We have to look at this cost of living. We are an outlier. We cannot allow a situation where carbon tax is increased year on year, and meanwhile people are struggling. Carbon tax was designed to essentially shift behavior. Well, the people that I know in Mayo who are traveling to work have no alternative but to use their diesel car. And that's what we are trying to address here in this motion, Anton.
Paul, thank you very much. Paul Lawless, AN2TD, there on the cost of living motion that party is bringing forward today. We'll be back.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.